So we started the service with things still kind of dark, right? Still covered in darkness. And then we lifted up our hearts and our voices. But first we remember the sadness that began that day. Jesus' friends were so sad. They thought he was the Holy One and he would save everyone. But that's not what happened. They watched Jesus die on the cross. And now he was in a tomb. It was all over. Mary and Salome and Mary were on their way to the grave to put spices over the body, as was the custom, the burial custom of that time and place. But on their way to the tomb, they realized that they might have a problem, because this was a pretty nice tomb. It had a huge stone, carved stone, that had been rolled in front of the tomb. What were they going to do? How were they going to roll the stone away? But when they got there, the stone was already rolled aside. And when they gingerly looked inside, Jesus was not there. The body was gone. Maybe someone had taken away the body, but someone else was there. What a shock. All dressed in white, this person, this being, said something of unbelievable. You're looking for Jesus, but he is not here. Look for yourself. See. He has been raised. He is alive. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how they must have felt? The mixture of emotions at hearing this strange man tell them that Jesus was alive. And do you know what those women did when they heard this amazing news? They went running. And what did they do? Did you catch the end of the reading? Did you notice? Did they run and tell the other disciples? Did they all go to meet Jesus in Galilee as instructed? Did they tell everybody the good news? I see some shaken heads. Well, no, they didn't, or we don't know. One or the other. Because the end of Mark's gospel, which we're reading today, says terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. So terrified, they said nothing to anyone. Can you believe it? After all that, they didn't tell anyone? This most amazing, wonderful thing happens, and they're so scared they can't tell anyone. They're struck silent. How could this be? It's impossible, right? That's not how the story ends. But that is how Mark finishes his gospel. The very last verse of Mark's story about Jesus is, "They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid." This is the strangest ending of any book in the Bible. And you might have a Bible that goes on from there, but it should have a big bracket or asterisk, because Christians are so uncomfortable with the way that that ended. Later on, they added another ending. It's like, that can't be the end. Now, just for something completely different, I'm going to ask you if any of you remember a little sitcom called Friends. Did any of you watch that? Late 90s, early 2000s. It's probably the most popular show for about 10 years or so. And if you don't know Friends, which is totally fine, it was about a group of friends in their 30s living in New York City, trying to make their way, build their lives. And two of them in particular were a rather hot item. You see Rachel there on the left and Ross. They were a little bit on and off again, but they were the main couple in that show. But they broke up, and Ross met Emily and fell madly in love, and they got married. And at the very end of that season, we have the big wedding scene. Some of you are ahead of me, you're smiling already. Something really dramatic happens at this wedding. Shall we take a look? What happens?
We're gathered to celebrate here today the joyous union of Ross and Emily. May the happiness we share with them today be with them always. Now, Emily, repeat after me. I, Emily.
I, Emily.
Take thee, Ross.
Take thee, Ross.
As my lawfully wedded husband, in sickness and in health, till death parts us.
As my lawfully wedded husband, in sickness and in health, until death parts us.
Now, Ross, repeat after me. I, Ross.
I, Ross.
Take thee, Emily.
Take thee, Rachel. Emily. Emily.
Shall I go on?
He said Rachel, right? Do you think I should go up there?
Yes, do go on.
We have the rings. Emily, place this ring on Ross's finger as a symbol of your bond everlasting. Ross, place this ring in Emily's hand as a symbol of the love that encircles you forever.
Happy to.
Ross and Emily have made their declarations, and it gives me great pleasure to declare them husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Just keep smiling.
Thank you. That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
Will Ross and Rachel end up together? Tune in next season to find out. I don't know, are there any big Friends fans here that go back at the other one? that remember having to wait all summer into the fall to find out what happens? That's the way we used to watch TV in the old days. We had to wait to find out what's going to happen. It's called a cliffhanger, right? A cliffhanger ending. A dramatic event happens, but we can't find out right away what happens next. The story is interrupted, and we are left wondering what's going to happen now. Mark's story is exactly like that. It is to be continued. But have any of you seen the next season, the sequel? Well, there is a sequel. There is a part two. There's Mark, part two. But you won't find it in the Bible. Do you know where the sequel is? Right here. We are the sequel. We are the continuation of Mark's story. You see, Jesus' followers didn't get it right away either. It was too scary and too amazing for them. So at first, they didn't tell everyone or anyone, maybe. They were still too frightened. And maybe that's true for us sometimes, too. It's hard for us to really believe, to accept the resurrection. We have come to believe that Jesus rose from the dead to give us life. It's something we've been hearing for millennia. But even after 2,000 years of sharing this story every year, in many ways, it's still difficult for us to trust in resurrection. So what do you think happened after those women went home scared with this unbelievable news? Did they see Jesus alive? Did they? What do you think? Well, yeah. They must have. And we hear elsewhere that they did see the risen Christ. We'll spend the next few weeks sharing some of those stories. If they didn't tell anyone, we wouldn't know. I saw a post online this week that said, if it wasn't for women preachers, we would never have heard about the resurrection. It's true, right? The women were the first to receive the news. Jesus takes the most dead places in our lives and brings us new life. In Christ, we see most dramatically the extraordinary miracle that is played out throughout creation at this time of year. When death and decay give way to new life, and that which is dead gives new life. No matter how sad we are, no matter how bad things are, no matter how tired and sick and lonely we feel, Christ can bring us alive. Like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, that kind of transformation, but even more amazing than that. Like someone who is really, really ill getting better. But even bigger than that. Jesus was dead, buried, and came alive. It's the most amazing, wonderful story ever. And because Jesus lives, we can live too, no matter what happens to us. No matter what happens to us. If we place our trust in the risen one, if we can understand this story even a little bit, we need to continue Mark's story and share the stories of resurrection. To be the sequel, we have to share the awesome news that Christ is alive. Now, I know most of us feel pretty shy about such things. It's pretty tough to tell people about someone being raised from the dead. People might think we're nuts. Some people already do. And so, in order to help us continue Mark's story, in order to share this fantastic news, we need to hear the story and celebrate it again and again. We need to hear about how God brings us new life and how we can be resurrected with Jesus too. That's why we come to church every Sunday, many of us. Sunday is the day of resurrection. Every Sunday, all year round, is a little Easter. We celebrate that Jesus is alive, and through Christ, we have full life too. And we celebrate our new life in Christ over and over again. And we become the continuation of Mark's story. We learn to share this wonderful news. We have to share this wonderful news. Jesus Christ is alive. And we must share that because the world needs to know resurrection. That even in the most difficult, horrifying circumstances, new life is possible. In Ukraine, new life is possible. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, new life is possible. In the Sudan, in Myanmar, in our streets where people live without homes, where people suffer with addiction, injustice, and poverty, new life is possible. In our own lives that sometimes feel so messed up, new life is possible. Jesus' first followers didn't get it right away either. It was too scary, too amazing for them. And maybe that's true for us sometimes too. But in all that we do, in all that we say, we need to hear the story and share it and tell the world that Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.